Welcome to Asthma Community Network Conversations for Advancing Action, a podcast series from asthmacommunitynetwork.org, an online network designed for people committed to improving asthma outcomes in their community. This podcast series shares best practices for reducing the impact of asthma through delivery of comprehensive, community-based care, especially in the underserved communities. In these podcasts, you'll learn about strategies for managing effective program delivery systems, addressing environmental triggers, and leveraging community assets through partnerships. Joining us today from the Sinai Urban Health Institute are Jessica Ramsey, an intervention coordinator, and Kim Artist, a community health worker. They will share with you their lessons and experiences in overseeing a successful community health worker project in Chicago, where pediatric asthma rates in some neighborhoods are 3 to 4 times higher than the national average. By ensuring careful and conscientious planning, implementation, and monitoring of community health worker services, Sinai Urban Health Institute was able to decrease children's daytime asthma symptoms and urgent health resource utilization and increase their caregivers' quality of life. By the end of the intervention, the rates of well-controlled asthma tripled to over 75%. The success of this project was recently highlighted in an article, Utilizing the Community Health Worker Model to Communicate Strategies for Asthma Self-Management and Self-Advocacy Among Public Housing Residents. In this podcast, Kim and Jessica will explore the best practices that made this project such a success. They'll share their past experiences in asthma services, plus what they see for the future of community health workers and their services. Kim and Jessica, the Sinai Urban Health Institute has been instrumental in developing and implementing a successful community health worker program for children living with asthma in Chicago. We all know that sometimes those first steps to get a program off the ground are the most difficult. What measures did Sinai take early in the process to ensure later success?
So we hire community health workers directly from the community that we serve by the intervention, which really speaks to the true definition of a community health worker as someone who's able to build a trusting relationship with the participants in the program and really be a bridge between health and social services and the community served. We have a unique hiring process to help identify candidates for the community health worker position. Specifically, we hold what we call a pre-hire or pre-training session. And it's really, again, a chance for the community health worker candidates to learn about asthma and to see if being a community health worker is really something that they want to do. If they're interested, they can apply for the position. If not, they still go back into the community with some asthma knowledge that they're able to disseminate to others. So we found it just a really beneficial process on both ends.
Once the community health workers have been trained and brought on board, how do you track the success of their efforts?
One of the keys to our successful interventions has been our rigorous evaluation process. So at the first home visit, we ask caregivers to report on their child's use of the medical system. So that includes emergency department visits, hospitalizations, urgent care visits for asthma, as well as activity-limited days. So this includes missed school days for children, missed work days for their caregivers, and this is all during the year prior to enrollment in the program. And then we also ask them to report at that first home visit on the frequency of their child's day-nighttime symptoms over the past 2 weeks prior to starting the intervention. So we use those as the comparative measures from prior to the intervention compared to over the course of the intervention. Community health workers conduct a thorough home environmental assessment. So this is a lengthy tool that we're able to track the presence of triggers present in the home and any behaviors to reduce those triggers. This assessment is collected at 3 different times throughout the course of the intervention. We also look at asthma knowledge throughout the course of the intervention. One of our goals is to increase overall asthma knowledge among caregivers and family members of the child with asthma. So we collect this information to help us keep on track as far as increasing asthma knowledge across the intervention. And we also have a tool that measures self-efficacy throughout the intervention.
We often talk about how community health workers work one-on-one with patients, and many of these on-the-job experiences can be very difficult or stressful, especially if the community health workers are working with families experiencing mental illness, poverty, or violence. So how did Sinai address this issue in its pilot program?
Through the Sinai Asthma Education Training Institute, we have an asthma and community health worker core skills, which totals up to about 75 hours of training. And this is a very interactive training, and it involves the sharing of experiences by the community health workers in order to fuel the training, a lot of case study reviews and real situations that have happened in the field. And we have an evaluation process, which involves a lot of role play, really acting out what and getting a chance to disseminate, you know, the education in a way similar to how it will be in the field in a home visit. Really, what we found to be very important is having adequate ongoing supervision and really more support for the community health workers and all the work they're doing in the field, all the issues that they're seeing in the home in addition to asthma, and really having a place to come back to and be able to discuss those cases and appropriate ways to help these participants.
As you'd mentioned before, one of the most important parts of a community health worker program is, in fact, their connection to the area and to the people whom they serve. So how did you ensure community engagement with the program and buy-in from other organizations?
We worked with housing development management companies that were our partners in this intervention. We dealt with the local tenants' rights organizations to assist in addressing more complex issues that we couldn't handle in-house. And with these particular partnerships, we've seen an 86% reduction of the housing issues. We saw this to be a good partnership in connecting with these different organizations to help get an effective intervention outcome for the participants that are involved. We did also provide assistance with connecting with asthma specialists when needed, because a lot of them didn't do that. We also have referrals to local tobacco quit lines for smoking cessation, and referrals to other social service agencies with other issues that arise that could exacerbate asthma, such as mental illness and, again, those stressful situations that come about in those communities and those environments with the violent piece of it. It was challenging, I will say that, to merge those two worlds of housing and then healthcare. But what we did to mitigate some of that, we met in person with the staff in order to understand how their development works and how we could incorporate what they do and what we do to build better relationships with them. We also developed those relationships to explain the purpose of what we were doing with our intervention and what the CHEWs were, and how we could talk about our prior success with other partners and how we can implement that in the interventions that we were doing. And I think one of the key issues was regular updates with all our program members, all of those outside network relationships and in-house relationships that we had, to make sure that we kept them engaged and let them know our progress of the goals that we were trying to reach. And I think that was really successful in that aspect.
And what were the benefits of those health and housing partnerships?
It's really good to lean on those who already have the knowledge of the people or the community that you're working with, because it prevents you from reinventing the wheel. You get to glean from what they've already learned to be a best practice and try to merge that with what you're doing to get the best outcome. We know that having those partnerships and including them, making them inclusive in the steps that you're taking and what's working and what's not working, allows you to put together a better protocol to get more of a positive outcome than not.
Yeah, that's really key, because if the housing authority and the different developments didn't understand really what the value of our programs in the past have been and what the community health worker is there for and why they're going into their resident's home, then it would have been really difficult to integrate the community health worker intervention into the housing development.
In your study, well-controlled asthma among participants increased from 24% at the baseline to 78% at the end of the intervention. This certainly points to the effectiveness of community health workers to address asthma. So what do you see as the future of community health workers in providing asthma care? And do you foresee this becoming part of the larger conversation surrounding asthma services?
We've really already started to see a true significant increase in interest around implementing community health worker programs in asthma care. I think we foresee a continued, increase in implementing such programs given the change in Medicaid regulations, and we're really, really excited to continue to be a part of the expansion. I think that as the implementation of CHW programs and other preventative non-physician asthma services continues to take hold, we see a change in the norm for future asthma care. I think, ideally one that involves more personalized, tailored education for children and with asthma and their families. And this would be, of course, accompanied by stronger partnerships with a medical home, a primary care physician. As we stated before, in our interventions, we really make that a focal point in helping build that relationship and understanding the importance of that relationship. And this, of course, in turn would continue to result in lower emergency department use, lower hospitalizations for kids with asthma in underserved communities, and a greater overall understanding among caregivers and other community members and family members of asthma and how to manage the disease. I think, overall we're looking for, we foresee a reduced asthma-related burden and less money being spent by the healthcare system around asthma care.
I do also foresee the role of a community health worker just being an intricate part of the healthcare system. We know that having those eyes and ears in the home of patients does make a difference in what the doctor can do in the office, meaning that a lot of things that are encountered in the home are never discussed in a doctor's office because no one is willing to say all the things that are going on in their home in that, sort of sterile setting because of fear of being judged and fear of or being looked upon as somebody insignificant or not important. So we know that this type of intervention saves money. We know this type of intervention saves lives. We know it changes quality of lives. We see it being a common additive in the healthcare system. We see it as being just the norm because we've seen what this work can do, has done, and the potential that it does have.
Thank you, Jessica and Kim, for sharing these valuable insights with our audience. And for additional resources on community health workers and to hear other podcasts in this series, visit asthmacommunitynetwork.org/podcasts. Do you have experiences and resources on community health workers? If so, share them with the wider community. Log in or join asthmacommunitynetwork.org and contribute to our resource bank, blog, or discussion forum. And for asthma resources, go to asthmacommunitynetwork.org, an online network for people committed to improving asthma outcomes in their community.